My next guest, Luis Mancheno, fled his home country in 2008. As a gay man, life for Mancheno was not easy in Ecuador, so he moved to the U.S. and applied for refugee status. He got to stay, and in June of this year, he became an American citizen. Today, he's an attorney in New York. And this past Tuesday, he voted for the first time in an American election. Luis joins me again from New York. Luis, we had you on the show last week, and one thing you said that really stuck with us was that when you were going to vote on Tuesday as an American, you'd be saying loud and clear, this is also my country. So today, does this feel like your country?
You know, it's interesting because on Tuesday, it definitely felt like that. I felt that when I was voting, I was saying it loud and clear, this is my country. I also get to have a say in what the future of my country should look like. Today, I'm not sure. I'm not sure of what the future holds for me, and I'm not sure what the future holds for my community. And to be honest, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of what it is to come.
What would give you hope at this point?
You know, I wrote a letter to a Trump supporter that I know of yesterday. And I want to believe that there are Trump supporters out there who did not vote because of his racist, homophobic, or anti-immigrant rhetoric, but they simply voted because they wanted change, they wanted jobs, they wanted to get their lives and their families' lives better, and that they will stand up with me when President Trump or his allies will decide to strike against my community, the immigrant community, or the LGBT community. And I just hope that they will stand up for me then, and that the American people will be there for me when I need them the most.
And you've got several different communities to kind of be mindful of. I mean, it's not just you, but it's also your clients because you're an immigration attorney. How do you think the Trump presidency will affect your clients?
You know, more than anything, even though I feel like this has affected me personally because I am an immigrant, I am gay, and I'm Latino. I mean, I can check so many boxes. I think that today when I woke up, I said I need to be strong for my clients. I need to be strong because they are the ones who are going to be directly affected. As you mentioned, I'm a citizen now, so at least under the law and under the Constitution, I should be protected against deportation. Although, who knows, sometimes, you know, thoughts cross my mind about, like, whether, you know, like, anything terrible could happen to me. But to my clients, I will protect them. I will fight in court tooth and nail to make sure that they won't get deported, to make sure that they get to stay in the place that they have called home for so many years. They have their lives here, their families here, and I will do my best to stand up for them and to say, this is also their country, too.
I got to say, Luis, I can even hear the change in your voice from the last time we spoke last week. Since Trump was elected, have you even changed your behavior in any way?
You know, I live in New York City. And one of the things that I said last time is that I felt that people had it for granted to not be noticed. And today when I was walking down the street, I felt noticed again. I felt noticed by many people, people of color, white people. I just know that I am visible once again, and that's not great.
Visible as an immigrant as opposed to kind of seeking that anonymity.
Visible as an immigrant, visible as a Latino, visible as a gay man. All I hope for is that, you know, my visibility doesn't bring danger and harm to my life.
So what now, Luis? And how are you going to move forward? And does being in a blue city, in a blue state, provide any consolation?
Definitely. I feel like I am somehow protected from this rhetoric. But I not only care about myself, I care about that gay kid right now who is deciding to come out in Arkansas, or a kid about that immigrant family in Tennessee who is afraid right now because they believe that there's going to be a deportation force coming and knocking on their door any time now. But look, I have been through so much in my life. And all I can tell you is that I will be strong for my community. I was listening to Andrea Day this morning, her song Rise Up. And I think that there's nothing that sums up better the way that I feel right now and how I'm planning to have my life from now on. And the song says, in the part that I think that I like the best says, and I'll rise up. I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up and I'll do it 1,000 times again. And that's what I'm planning to do.
Luis Mancheno is an immigration attorney in New York. You can read his letter to a Trump supporter at PRI.org. Luis, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Malcolm.